Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on nature for the enemy. They have the policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media. Just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say fuck them. That's straight from Mike P. Jump on your bike, let's.
This program contains graphic material.
Hello, already they're trying.
Good evening, how are you? What?
I said already they're trying.
Oh, what else is no? At least this time we got in. Oh. Sorry, I'm not even going to attempt to chat because, you know, half the time it gives me nothing but a booger. So, hello to anyone that's there I can't see. Anyhow, thank you for those certain things. It was way cool, you know. I'm sure you had fun. And why were you hating at my cow things, you know? Come on.
You know,
you're like, really? Or was it
yeah,
because
well,
you couldn't believe I took a picture of them? Just being funny.
Yeah.
Over the head. Yeah. Okay.
No.
Yeah.
Just checking things out here.
No, that's
but,
fine.
No,
so everything went good over the weekend?
Yeah, they're trying to jack with us again. Like we got nothing better to do.
Well, we can do all kinds of things, but you know, we play nice. They need to play nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good luck with that. Anyhow, no, I'm glad it went well. You know. I enjoyed what I saw. It was way cool. Thank you again. And sorry you were hating on the cow jammies. I thought
no.
They were pretty wicked.
I wasn't hating.
Yeah, well, you know, my kid was like, I can't believe you can post that. And I'm like, so what? Who cares?
Yeah.
I don't care. I go outside and them too. You think I care? Anyhow, so how was your day-to-day? How was the weather? Were you at work or?
No. Yeah, work.
Okay. Oh, that was real tough for you, running a weekend like that and then hurrying up to get home to work.
Not really. It was okay.
No.
Everything was good.
Good. How is Bill doing? They doing all right?
Yeah, he's doing all right.
Good.
He had like a 14-hour drive.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's real crazy.
But, I made it there in 4 hours and 20 minutes.
That's not bad. You know, I mean, it's good timing. It's not like you're far from there anyway, if that makes sense, you know. And considering it's further from here than where you're at.
I don't know. I left L.A. at 9:50 and walked through the front door at 2:25.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Rolling.
Holy cow.
Actually riding like I stole it.
Well, I'm sure that's what you do normally.
No.
Well, you had to make time, you know. Bottom line. So, what's on the... Are we having calls today?
Yeah, there's supposed to be some, and then the guy from the movie End of Watch, he had something come up, so...
Okay.
That's their bread and butter, so.
No, I know. It's understandable. So, is this something where we'll listen to and then we can ask questions, or just listen to and not say nothing?
I got an email today about here it is right here. Alicia has something going on where it's, she's become the cover girl of something, and as well as a distributor.
Really?
So I'll just save that till they get here. They'll be here in a few minutes.
Oh, no, that's cool. So let's see. What's new and exciting in the world of politics? Do you want to go there, or do you have anything else to talk about?
Go ahead.
You know, I don't know. Well, no, you couldn't because you weren't around. You know what I had posted on your wall before, and then, of course, it just got outed because, you know, blacked out, wasn't taken out by the user. Anyhow, there's another one that came out, something similar. But, you know, I find it very unbelievable. These videos are coming out in regards to... some of them are pertaining towards the timeline, like you and I had discussed before on the phone, and others are not. But it all is at a point of, you know, whose side he's on.
Yeah.
You know whose side he's on. Are we going to be any better once he's out? Who knows? It can only get worse if he stays, period. The laws are ridiculous. It's getting worse. And, you know, nobody wants to hear. Nobody cares. Nobody wants to do nothing. You know, and I actually sat there and I said, you know, we don't have to have that extra battery in our phone. We know this, okay? I actually found mine. Did it take yours out?
Huh?
Did you take yours out, your battery?
Yeah, mine's been out for a
while. You know, but like I said, one opinion, yes. I've asked friends of mine, I said, do you know this is in your phone? Yeah. Have you taken it out? No. Why? I find it unbelievable. Like, you know, when I see you next, I'm going to take it out. It's ridiculous. You know, just to have a little bit of what we used to have way back when. Privacy. Not like we're doing anything wrong, but, you know, if we want to be heard, all we have to do is, you know, well, you can't even demonstrate anymore because, you know.
Yeah.
Not unless that's a peaceful thing. I just find it, you know, it's such a chokehold in our society today, and there's so many people that walk around with their head up their ass, like, you know, oh, we have such a great country. Don't get me wrong. The country is good. Who is working it isn't and hasn't been. You know, I don't know. But all I know is it's bullshit. And it doesn't matter how we stand up, you know, we can be detained indefinitely if they feel the need and whatever the case may be. So, you know, that law went into effect December 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. Do you think that's going to change with the next guy going in? Who knows?
No, because according to Joe Biden, the middle class has been in prison for the last 4 years.
Well, gee, and we get taxed the worst. Do you know our milk is going to be going up to $6 a gallon? $6 a gallon. There's places in Europe they pay like $10, $8 a gallon of milk. It's crazy. Are you kidding me? Did they run out of cows? You know, and then they were talking about bacon going up. Did they run out of pigs? Obviously not. Have you looked around your place lately? I don't know. You know, it's not like as Stacey had said, there is no middle class anymore. That's been gone. You know, it's all about the rich, going off the rich.
Yeah.
Staying there. So that's nobody have nothing.
Yeah, it's just getting worse day by day.
That it is. That it is. Do you know, I had an interesting message. And, you know, this message, you know, way back when, I'll leave it at that, way back when, you know, when you saw certain things, you know, at a certain point, thing, you know, you had to check things, make sure that certain things were clean. I'm going to go around this. I don't want to openly put it out. So, but then since everything closed up, well, guess what? We go back to normal, you know, life as we know it. Whether if they're supposed to be there or not, too bad. You know, I was actually accused of telling people to, you know, they couldn't have certain people and stuff. But I'm like, what the hell? You know, I can't be ballsy. I cannot speak my mind, because if I could, wow. The repercussion on that. You know, I just find it ridiculous. It doesn't matter how quiet I am. They're still bullshit. And you know what? One day I'm going to snap. And I'm just going to sit there and speak my mind, and I don't give a damn anymore. I find it ridiculous. I deal with enough outside of that box. You know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So.
Feel better?
No, because actually I'd like to say what bunch of little cunts they are, and they just need to get a fucking life and keep their fucking nose out of my business. I haven't done a damn thing wrong. Now I feel better. Oh. Okay. Thank you. I can speak it here. Here, it's the safe zone.
Sure.
I think so.
Absolutely.
I think so. It's our confessional. Well, for however long we have it left. Anyhow, how is your grandbaby doing? I can't wait for mine to get here.
Good.
Good.
Getting bigger by the day.
They grow so fast. It just seems like yesterday. Oof, you know?
Yeah.
So, did you ever end up going and buying that paddle?
Don't worry about that. It's conversation for another day.
Oh. What was I going to say? I just had a brain fart.
Really? Is that what I heard?
Yeah. You can hear it. Trust me. That light bulb just pops, and it's like, wow, is it coming back? Anyhow. I don't know. See, at this point in the game, in regards to the election coming up, we don't have a say-so anymore. It's out of that box, if you understand, with the voting and stuff, because it only shows us to a certain degree.
Uh-huh.
Because you got the electoral votes and the college, but it's, you know what I'm talking about. I can't think of the name. And, you know, when those two different areas come into play, they pretty much call on who's going to go in. But are we going to have an issue like we did 4 years ago? It gets so close and all of a sudden, poof, the wrong one wins. I hope not. Because if he stays in, we're all in shit. We will be beyond shit.
Well, you know, it's going to get interesting, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. You know, and who knows who's right, wrong, or indifferent. But the main person right at hand has to get out. Has to get out. I don't know what another 4 years would be. It could be actually catastrophic in regards to laws, everything would just be a stranglehold.
We're in a stranglehold
very
now.
Tight news. Huh?
We're in a stranglehold.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it'll get worse. You know it, and I know it. It's getting there day by day, you know, and it's like, it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter anymore how people think or how people feel. You can't. I'm a robot, and we just listen to, you know, what Big Brother has to say and do, and that's it. That's the end of it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just trying to get everybody to get on the same page. It's going to be hard.
You know, the worst thing is there's ads going now for, like, free phones and stuff like that. You know, and that sucks people in. Like, he's just this fabulous, fantastic person. He's not. He's Muslim. He needs to go back. He needs to get out and get
a If you go look at Kenya, and up in the right-hand corner of Kenya, you'll see the town called Hawaii. So he was born in Hawaii.
Well, no, I understand that, but point being, you know, I mean, he's tracking a root of a parent that I saw once or twice. That would be like me saying, you know, well, I have all these dreams and aspirations from my dad that I didn't grow up with. Same scenario. He bullshitted his way to get in. They all do. They all make promises they don't keep. We know that.
Of course.
But I have never seen our privacy, anything, to be nothing.
We have no privacy.
No.
Like I told you the other day about your phone being tapped and bugged.
Well, you know, glad that wasn't, but that, you know, the one thing where it gave information on something else, you know, hey, that was a powerful tool, you know, in regards to the computer and the phone. Yeehaw.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but, you know, the sad thing is they can cut us anytime. They can cut us anytime. I've seen them do it. Well, no, I can't say I've seen them do it, but they've done it. You know, on more than one occasion. And it's like, are you kidding me? You can't even have a regular conversation? Because,
nope.
Oh, boo, fucking who? You know, all of a sudden, you know, last week, could you hear Stacy and I after so long, or was it just her and I talking?
No, there was other people there too, but they had it jammed up. I could see everybody, but they couldn't see me or hear me.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know because, you know, with just calling in, we can't see the chat. You know what I mean? So I didn't know who was there. I thought it was just Stacy and I and you at first. And, you know, then it was like, couldn't hear nothing from you or on your end. And then so her and I were talking. It's like, ooh, it was weird, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't know. At this point, even if everybody stands up and stands together, it's not going to be enough. There's so much damage out there.
Yeah, but that's the problem. You can't get everybody to stand together. Everybody's got an attitude.
Nobody will. You know, you got that side. Nobody wants to hear it. You got the other side. They don't want to believe it. And then you've got the other side that they know what's going on, they see what's coming, and then you have the other one that's just wishy-washy and they're followers. You know, in regards to they'll follow whoever is having the most in lead. You know, it's not cool. You know, this was our country, and it's been taken in so many directions and dissected to the point of there's no constitution, there's no privacy, there's no nothing, there's no rights. And,
anymore. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. What'd you do?
Oh, me?
Yeah. What'd you do to piss him off?
I didn't show him my ass. Maybe if I show him my ass, they'll leave me alone. Why? Are they... Did we get cut off?
You went dead for a minute.
Wow. Okay. Well, I guess we can't talk about that. I guess that's our signal. Enough was enough. Maybe if we just talk about porn, they'll leave us alone.
That might be happening here in a minute.
Yeah? Well, but you know, you understand what I'm saying. Oh, when it comes to like, oh, they don't want anybody to say anything because they don't want people to hear. They don't want people to know. And, you know, as you say, and as Bill will say, what happens here will happen there. If it doesn't happen there, it's going to happen over here. You know, it's just ridiculous. You know, I mean, the freedom is, everything's just gone. Poof. So, I don't know. One day we're going to wake up and we're going to see army tanks up and down the road.
Well, that's happening
National
now.
National Guard everywhere. Militia coming.
There's the MP battalion trained right now as we speak.
Yeah, and isn't it Florida that already has that going?
Yeah. Florida's got its own problems.
Oh, that's a border accident waiting to happen, you know, because people get in, you know. I don't care. I don't give a damn what people say. They come in. Cuba comes in. They all come in. They get through Miami or they get in another way. They all get in. They all get in. And then they can just get lost.
Yeah.
And it's very easy for them to get lost, you know. And people don't realize, you know, how many immigrants are walking around doing whatever, you know, getting their fake everything so they can make it look legit. And they're just roaming around and nobody has any idea where they're going or where they're at, you know, until either something happens, they're here for a reason, or they're just here to take a job or whatever the case may be. You know, I'm not against people wanting to come here to better a life, but I'm against the fact of paying, you know, tax dollars go to certain types of immigrants to be here. And not pay taxes for how many years? What is that, 7 years? I think it is. And don't you wish you could live tax-free for 7 years?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know how nice that would be?
Exactly. If I didn't pay taxes for 7 years, I could walk in and buy two brand new baggers.
Yeah. Like I said, I just find it so ridiculous, you know, what everybody gets away with. And we just get to sit there and take it in the ass. Not voluntarily, but meaning, you know, it's taking place, whether if we like it or not. Whether if we speak up, it's still going to take place.
Yeah.
Because nobody wants to come together.
No. Everybody says, why me?
Yeah.
I mean, look what happened with Eunice. She, rather than deal with it, she just paid the ticket.
I know. Like I said, I just, we can't draw a line anymore or anywhere.
No. Can't. Nobody wants to do anything.
Well,
let me see if not here yet. But let me give you a little. The Sons of Anarchy are having a fundraising event, and it's going to be. I'm invited. I got my personal invitation. I'm reading it right now. But anyway, tickets are going fast. It's Hog for Heart. An evening with the cast of Sons of Anarchy. Join us for an evening. I put it up in the chat room already. But join us for an evening outstanding cast and help raise funds for a nonprofit called One Heart. So on October 13th, Kim Coates, who plays Pig, he's hosting a benefit. So you get to mingle with everybody from the show. Bid on silent and live auction items and learn more about One Heart Source. It will be held in Los Angeles from 7 to 10 on October 13th. But when you purchase your ticket, you will receive the location information. Food, drinks, and valet parking included. Only 200 tickets will be sold, and they are going fast. Let me put this up in the chat room again.
Do you mind if I say something really quick?
Go ahead.
What was up with that actor? Can you believe that? What, did he go by? Smiles?
Guy who did himself?
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you about that one. If everybody knew he was having problems, like they said, somebody should have did something.
Well, you'd figure, you know, but not necessarily. People can be in pain or have issues and make it look like everything's okay. I saw that, and I saw he's a kid. He was a kid. Not that we're old, but you know what I'm saying. And I was just appalled. I'm thinking, well, could he possibly have murdered somebody? Did he actually murder somebody? Did he go? Who knows? Well, we're never going to know. We weren't there. And you know how the media has to play everything to the hilt. You know that, well, this famous person that used to date this person decided to murder this person and then jumped out the window to his death in the driveway. Are you kidding me? You know, I mean, the media is just as bad as the damn government. Yes, I said that. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You're on a rant. Go for it.
Oh, no. I just find it ridiculous. You know, between the damn government and the media, you know, the media over exaggerates everything. And, you know, if this kid had some kind of, you know, issues in regards to mental illness or something, was he on meds? Did they over-medicate him? Did they under-medicate him? Did they give him the wrong stuff? You know, in regards to it would counteract instead of, you know, working
checked
for
it
him.
Out. Have you checked it out? Do you know what he was doing?
Well, yeah. But, you know, again, I love the media. How often do you hear about something normal? You know how rare that is?
Normal.
Yeah. How often do you hear about a Good Samaritan thing compared to violence, government, new laws?
Let me interrupt you.
That's fine.
Well, Fran, if you put a period after every word, you can spell whatever word you want to spell. And I miss everyone, too. It seems, you know, these guys want to play with the show and drive everybody nuts. And that's not the way it should be. But let's see. The other one I was going to talk about, Latino Theater Club. And what's going on is it's a golf tourney with the Sons of Anarchy stars this Sunday, October
7th.
And there's only a few spots, so I'll put the link in there. If you click on this link, it'll take you there. Put that in the chat room. Yeah, dashes are easier, but hang on 1 second. Here we go. Hello, is this Alicia?
Yes, it is. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Hi, Alicia.
How are you?
Hi, Nora. How are you? Long time.
Oh, fine. How are you? Sorry, I haven't been to your show. I will come.
I'll go there.
We might come too, but that's a different story altogether.
Well, you know, you two are on a roll, you might as well finish the conversation.
Yeah.
Well,
that's just how it goes, you know.
Yeah, of course, my birds are really loud right now. I apologize if you could hear them. My God.
Oh, that's okay. At one point, I had they were just a couple week old kittens, and they sounded like birds, you know. So, but that was just a temporary thing. I didn't keep them, but.
Yeah, that was a smart thing because one of mine had a couple things of litters, and we ended up keeping the ones that she only had one out of the litter. Yeah, and they're both road cats. They're different when when there's other kittens around. They're more clingier and friendlier. But then when it's only one of them that's born, they're on their own. They have like a different personality altogether. So,
right.
Yeah.
So how's the show going? Any new things going on? Oh,
yeah.
Did you ever go and get that product I told you about or no?
You know what? I never did. I have to, but I never got the Hitachi either. So I got some other things, which are quite interesting. But I never got that was the Trojan one.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well,
so
if you get a chance, do it. We'll just leave it at that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, really.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's for your
actually,
show, not for this one. These guys will probably be like, oh, my God, here we go.
Yeah, really. Well, that kind of
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, if we talk about sex, then they won't want to try and cut us off.
Yeah, really. This is true. Yeah. Well, actually, I had Dave was supposed to call in, too. Did Dave ever call in?
Hey, sir.
Oh, hey, Dave, how are you?
No, I haven't unmuted him yet. He's on the line. I wanted to
Oh, okay.
And he can hear us.
Oh, okay. He's probably like, hello, hello. I you can't hear me.
I did that before.
I got a text today from Mike.
Uh-huh.
And he wanted to tell everybody about this new thing that you're doing.
Yes.
And I sent it back a thing saying, well, I was afraid to ask what it was.
Uh-huh.
And he sent back what it was, and I said, yep.
Yeah,
but,
it's actually a really cool product, and I'm actually honored and I'm pleased to help represent it. So it's the package.
Yeah, let me unmute Dave here.
Okay.
Hello, Dave.
Hi, how are you doing this evening?
Good, how
Hi,
are
Dave.
You?
Hey, Dave.
Good. Hello, everybody.
Well, I have Alicia on the line, nor my co-pilot on Tuesdays when my partner's not here, and you. And like I was saying, I received a text from Mike today to talk about this new product, so take it away, you two, one at a time.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, the new product that we basically come out with is called Biker Lube, and it's basically a personal lubricating jelly. The product itself is in a Marlboro-style hard box with individual packets for individual use on the go. We also have an aluminum bottle as far as the hardcore look for the biker. The main issue behind our product is to have fun. And we also have some T-shirts with different racy slogans and that kind of stuff on it, and we also have games. We do lube wrestling, we do a lube slide racing, and we also do it's almost like Twister that we actually have as far as a game that you play with a deck of cards, and it's quite entertaining, believe me.
So
yeah,
you guys
I actually did this one of the shows tonight. I helped the Lizzie Borden out, who usually does Tuesdays, and we were talking about the bike lube, and I was telling him about the actual slide that, you know, the 75-foot slide. It was 75 feet, right? That's how long it is?
Yes.
Yeah, so we were talking about that and just how this the product is, and Yeah, they were excited. They were actually excited. They were asking me all these questions. So it's something that's going to go over really well. And I can't wait to see the slide and actually play the twister pipe game. So need to know if I'm going to lube up or not lube. That ought to be fun.
Yeah, it's definitely entertaining if you lube up, because the older you get, the more body parts that go out of place for the most part.
I'll be in traction by the time I'm done.
There you go.
But that's okay. It's all good. You got to take one for the team.
Absolutely.
If I knew I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself.
Ah, oh, come on. You can always have fun. This will help. Biker lube will help.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, how much is the lube?
Pardon me?
How much is the biker lube?
The bottle sells for $20 retail, and the SIG packs are $6 a piece.
Okay.
And the SIG packs also come in a carton of 10 packages, which is basically like a carton, like cigarettes, basically. So.
Okay.
And one thing that we've just done this evening, Alicia, you want to tell everyone, or do you want me to tell them?
Oh, it's up to you. You want me to tell them?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's hear a man say this.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Dave, then.
Okay.
In a sexy voice.
There you go. Basically, what had happened was Alicia came to me in reference as far as the product, and we were basically co-branding the product together as far as with her talent and that kind of environment with this product, because she has such a biker following. And what we have learned over the past several months is how good the product actually has been received. We actually went to Sturgis, South Dakota for 14 days, did the rally. We were at the Buffalo Chip campground for 10 days. We were also in at One Eye Jack Saloon downtown. Now, we visited several other locations out there with our product. We're promoting the product to see how the community would actually receive the product. At the Buffalo Chip, many, many people tried it on site. There was a lot of entertainment for sure, with that said. And working with Alicia, we decided to offer the biker crowd a discount. And if you go through AliciaPleasureXXX.com and go through her website, when you go through the website, you can actually put in the discount code, as far as when you get to the Biker Lube site, the letters AP, and you get a 25% discount, which is not offered anywhere else other than through her. So.
And it's only going to run for 1 week, correct?
Yes, it's on for 1 week. We're going to see how that goes. Basically, because it's a brand new product that's out here, we're excited about it. We've got rave reviews. It was taken, on a high level. We just got back from the AVN in Vegas with the product. There were several large distributors that are looking to pick the product up and get it across the country. We've had people from Canada. We have people from Australia. We've had people from England, down South America, Puerto Rico. We've had people everywhere. It's just a fun product, and that's pretty much why we decided to come up with a product like this, due to the fact it's fun. It's stuff you don't see in the bedroom. And it's, one of the two things that you can do in life, and it doesn't cost you any money, far as to enjoy your partner or your friend or what have you with this type of product. And the government hasn't figured out how to tax it yet.
Now,
okay.
Is this like a warming type lube, or is it like just a regular lube? Or
It's basically a straight lube. It's non-scented, greaseless, odorless product. The characteristics of the product are as such. We basically asked a lot of different people what they like or what they don't like. And a lot of people came back to us. It is a water-based lube. They basically said most of the water-based products out here right now, when you apply them, they run off. And you have to reapply considerably far as for this type of product. One of the things about our product, it has a thicker base far as the viscous of the product itself, to where if you put it on your finger or on any body part that you want, it'll basically stay where you put it. The other thing that customers have requested is that they don't like sticky or what they call legs, where if you put it on your hands, you rub it around and you spread your fingers apart, it grows webs, okay, or legs, they call it. And a lot of customers don't want that aspect about it because they feel it's gooey, sticky, it's going to hang on to where it's not going to be pleasurable. So our product does not do that. It does not have legs. It doesn't create webs and that kind of stuff. It does have some pretty good lubricity as far as lasting, to where you may have to reapply once unless you're Superman. But for the most part, one of the other fantastic features about it, and I demoed that today with Alicia, is cleanup.
Yeah.
Basically, you know, I had her rub a whole bunch of it on her hands today, and I said, look, I said, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go underneath the sink, turn around, take your hands, stick them under the water, rub your hands once or twice, and pull them out, and I said, it'll be gone. I said, you won't even feel it. So
and it was.
Is that correct?
Yes, it was. And you know what? My hands are still so soft from today, I have to say. So it is, it's like a moisturizing thing too. So, yeah, keep your body very moisturized down below, which is a good thing. Yeah, no, seriously. You said it too, that my hands would be soft. And, you know, to this, that was like 9, almost 10 hours ago. So I'm a believer. You know, it's like you said, it doesn't. And I tried to describe this on my show. It's like, you know how, like, when your hands are sticky, and I used honey, and you how you, like, you spread your fingers apart, and it's just so sticky. Wasn't like this with this lube. So this is an incredible product. I'm definitely going to use it, you know, on my set and my personal, you know, life too. So it's definitely something that I am going to enjoy.
Yeah, we
for
have,
$20, it's not bad. And how much do you get of it? It's like the size you said of like a carton of cigarettes.
Yeah, it's basically the $20 bottle is 8 ounces, so it's relatively
okay.
You know, cost effective far as the amount of product that you get compared to some of the other brands. Some of the other brands are 4 ounces in competitive features are $20-$25. So, and like I say, you know, if you go through AliciaPleasureXXX.com and put in the discount code AP, you get an extra 25% off. So it really costs you $15 for a bottle. So,
right. And that's only for this week or?
That's for this week. And basically what it is also, it's a minimum of $50 purchase. So there are T-shirts on there. So, I mean, you can get a T-shirt and a couple bottles of lube, and it's all retail pricing is what the discount's based on. So it's not your net cost. It's retail. T-shirts are $20. So if you basically get 2 T-shirts and a bottle of lube, they're $60, and you're going to get it for $45 plus whatever your shipping is. So and we just charge what the shipping is on the product. We don't mark anything up per se.
Okay. But the packaging for the it literally looks like a cigarette package, like a carton of cigarettes. That is like the coolest thing I've ever seen. When I saw that, I was, you know, because you can see it on the web and you can see pictures, but when I actually had it in, you know, right in front of me, it is the neatest thing. I don't know who came up with that idea, but that's really good marketing. I like that.
That was me.
Oh, there you go. Got to pat yourself on the back for that one. Yeah. Because it's kind of like a manly-ish man, you know. It's not like frilly. It's not girly. It's not, you know. It's a man's Yes, it's men friendly. There you go.
Sure.
Oh, well, gender friendly.
One of the things that I was told by one of our friends here locally is once I showed her this package as far as a SIG pack and the carton that it goes in and everything, I said, what do you think? And, of course, she tried the product, and I got the thumbs up there. But she told me in regards to this, she said, this is a brilliant idea. And I said, okay, just kiddingly, I said, why would you think that? And, you know, her response came back. She says, most times when a woman sends a man to go to the drugstore or the adult store or what have you, it's like going to the grocery store and buying a tampon or some type of feminine napkin to where you got to get lube too. And, you know, it's like taboo. And the guy goes, ooh, I don't want to go do that. But in order for the woman to enjoy herself, these are some of the things that she needs as far as in life. You know, not everybody's privileged. And she said it's a fabulous idea due to the fact that now she can send her husband or better half to go and get some biker lube because it's fun. And he sticks his chest out because he knows he's going to get some. And then in turn goes home and they enjoy themselves with what she needs. And he's happy because he's not embarrassed now. So it's kind of a crazy concept far as in the lube aspect. But, you know, there's a lot of commercials out here today that are coming out far as the different products, you know, that are available and you know, more open market. Compared to the European market is crazy open. But the U.S. market is getting a little bit better on their marketing and their advertising and what have you. And we're just trying to push the envelope a little bit more and be a little bit more edgy. And, you know, as far as the bikers and that kind of stuff or tattoo enthusiasts or the adult side, is that, you know, you may not be involved in this type of environment, but I can guarantee you that people that aren't want to look over that fence and see what's going on over there.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because let's face it, everybody has sex, you know, so they should.
Well, yeah.
Should.
And, you know, the ones that don't, well, yeah, you just deal with it. But, right. You know, unfortunately, you have people out there that are prudes about it and that aren't, you know.
Right.
But that's society in its own.
Right. Yeah, but what
now? Is there any thought of extending an offer? I'm sorry.
Oh no. All I said was, you know, but you know, people can be prudes and stuff. But behind closed doors, you know, you can let loose and
yeah.
They could be the normal
person. We'll just say it.
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly.
And you know, because a lot of them don't want to openly admit it. You know,
right.
Because they either the way they were raised or no, this is voodoo. We don't talk about it in public or with people, but behind closed doors, well, you know, open the gates of, you know, wild. Here we go.
Right.
Have you thought about possibly extending that the sale in regards with your lube if you're getting a good response with it? Are you getting a good response at this point?
We're getting a huge response. We actually, it's almost scary. we've gotten responses from, of course, the biker industry, you know, and the Hellraisers per se. We've gotten response from the fetish community. We've gotten responses from the gay community. We've gotten responses from swingers communities. And one of the demographics that we took a look at as a company in general is that bikers are 30 years old to 75 years old. They're starting to need it or they do need this type of product. They have
right.
disposable cash. If you look at bikers in general, you know, their average Harley or motorcycle is $30,000, $35,000. Their truck and trailer that they haul now to Sturgis is another $60,000 or $70,000, or their motorhome, their Prevost in extreme cases. You know, you got $100,000 wrapped up in a bike or two and a truck and trailer, plus your vacation time to go out to Asturias or Daytona or this type of environment.
Right.
The other type of environment that we've targeted with our product is the college environment. I hate to tell you, but nobody really wants to see a 50-year-old fat guy in a lube pool. So, it's just...
Well, you know what? You'd be surprised. Yeah.
Well, it's true.
But you have to understand, and it's not in regards to size or, you know, whatever. It's all in about, you know, opposites attract or, you know, whatever the case may be. There are
right.
people that would enjoy it, and then there's others like, put it on, you know, but that's anybody, and that's any age, any size. You know, that's
Ooh.
How I always look at it.
Right. Well, one of the things that we've done not to segregate out people is we've created a brand of Biker Lube, and it's Biker Lube University, which is we have a Biker Lube University shirt. And the slogan on the shirt is Slide Through Life. And we target 18 to 30-year-olds, college environment. And what we're going to be doing eventually is coming up with the availability to where you can order six of these shirts and put your city, state on, or your country code, or what have you, all around the world. It's going to be like a social media type event where they can do their fraternity or frat parties, and they can actually have a Biker Lube frat to where they can post the different events and things that they've done on the campus or in their community of what they've done. So we're bringing together the younger demographic that likes to have fun in this type of environment. We're bringing together the older demographic because they also want to have fun and see what the younger crowd's doing. And, you know, it makes a good mix. So it's just,
you know, I think it's a great idea, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's people that use it and people that don't. But it doesn't mean the ones that don't won't put it out there.
Right.
You know what I mean? In regards to, hey, you got to check this product out. This is why I heard about it. Or, you know, a lot of it is word by mouth, and a lot of it is advertisement as well. And if you guys are doing good already, you know, and you just started it this week, yeah, you know, wow.
No. We're starting the promotion through my website this week. That's what we started
this
week. Yeah, we only
launched August the 1st. August 1st was our first debut at Sturgis.
Okay.
And you know, from August 1st to now, it's gone gangbusters. So there's a lot of interest. We've had companies request us to come to do different events or bring our product and you know everything that we've done. As far as with this product, I mean, you know, when we talked to the AVN in Vegas, they were super excited about the product because 90% of the product that's out here right now, everybody's going clean and green and pharmaceutical colors with the pastel greens and the blues and the ecosystem, I guess, as far as these lubes. And, you know, we were the only ones that are the Hellraiser black with red flames in a circle and pretty much a black and white package designed for, you know, the darker side of the individuals. And when I showed the product to the AVN, they were just ecstatic about it. They said, wow, finally something that we can deal with that people want to turn around and have fun. Because it's all this hide in the closet, oh, we don't want to talk about it attitude. And, you know, that's not what, you know, this environment's about. They just went crazy about it. I mean, they continue to ask me for press releases and product and that kind of stuff of where we're going next and things that we're doing. I mean, they're all excited about us coming out there in January for us to show. Because we registered for the show to do business to business with the different vendors and dealers and distributors for us around the United States and what have you. And the other side of the house at the Hard Rock Cafe that they have is the consumer side. And they wanted to know if we were going to go do the consumer side. And I said, me personally, I'm not going to be able to because of having to transport all kinds of product basically to have out there for the consumer side, for the selling side. And they said, well, if you're not going to do the consumer side, you have to bring your games because we're going to debut them on the consumer side to let everybody know about this because we've never seen anything like this stuff. So they forced me into go to both sides, you know, which is okay. I can't really argue because, you know, that's the top of the deal as far as that network and their environment of what they like. And if they see something that they like, they really push it hard. So we're very fortunate.
The games also, like if you're looking at swinger groups and stuff like that, you know, it's just, it adds another, you know, avenue, you know, that people can do when they're, you know, just swinging, I guess, you know, there's, you know, the game like Twister, you know,
right.
And it's just, again, it just
game.
Adds some, yeah, there you go. But imagine, you know, being all lubed up and playing that. You know, it just adds a new dimension to the whole thing. So
right.
It's pretty interesting.
Now, on your page, because I'm on your page, do you have it listed on your page of your websites?
If you go to the store, you have to go to hit the button where it says the store.
Right, but it does say that on your Facebook page, correct?
I don't know, Mike. Does it say it on the Facebook page? No, it'll be up there tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, but if you go to my actual site, thealishapleasurexxx.com, then you can go to the store that way, and then that's how you get the 25% off.
Okay.
Yeah, but we're gonna start plastering it all over, like, Twitter and Facebook and stuff like that, probably tonight going into tomorrow.
Right. Well, which is fine. Now all we have to do is just get a big game of Twister going.
There you go. Yeah. Party at Norris.
Bill's not laughing. He's going to land
on there. You can get three or four of them at a time, and then you can turn around and on heat races.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, but it's a great concept all the way around. I keep saying that, but it's, you know.
Well, send me. You guys have a flyer, send me the flyer and I'll post it for you.
Okay. Yeah, we'll definitely
do that. Yeah, his flyer gets a lot of hits.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you go through Alicia's site to our site, you'll see there's some videos and that kind of stuff on our site of past events and that kind of stuff. And they're also out on YouTube. Far as to watch them for the Twister game and the slide and that kind of stuff that we put together. And we were out at the Buffalo Chip and at One Eye Jack's. And we I'm sure you guys are familiar somewhat with Sturgis. Pete Gold, who owns One Eye Jack's Saloon downtown, that saloon is probably one of the biggest attractions for people gathering places that, it's in town. They actually hold 2,500 people, 3,500 when it rains, and Pete hires about 116 bartenders, ladies, basically, to turn around to 10 bar. And
wow.
They have an area upstairs that basically they have a stripper license where they basically do pole dancing, and they have a couple different bars up there. And when I talked to Pete about coming out there to Sturgis, because I didn't know anything about it for the most part, never been, and he saw the circle game. I don't know if I can say the name on the air or not.
Anything you want.
What's that?
You can say anything you want here.
Oh, okay. Well, it's called Biker Lube Circle Jerk. We have Biker Lube Circle Jerk, and we have Biker Lube Clusterfuck, P-H-U-C-K. So it's the phonetic version But we basically played this game. Pete said that he wanted to put it up with his strippers, and when they weren't pole dancing, he wanted to start it and play one game a night, which runs about 10 or 15 minutes to play the game, depending on how agile somebody is. And we took the game up. We basically laid it out on the floor, talked to the girls that were up there that were dancing and doing their stuff. They were highly interested in the game. He stood there and watched it. He came back to me and he says, "I got a problem." I said, "What's the problem?" And he says, "Well," he says, I want to be able to do this every hour." Okay. I said, "Well, what's the problem?" He said, "Well, I just had to ask you if that was okay." And I said, "Sure, I don't care." Well, probably about 2 hours later, he comes down to our area where we were set up out front, and he says, "I've got another problem." I said, "Well, what's the problem now, Pete?" And he says, "Do you mind if I run that about every 10 minutes? He said, "Nobody really wants to see pole dancers anymore." He said, "That's old school." He said, "Everybody wants to see this game on the floor. And what we're doing is actually bringing out people from the crowd and playing with our dancers. We'll get two dancers and two people from the crowd." He says, "We can't get them off of it." So it was wild. So we actually had a really good time. It was a great reception, and there was a lot of fun stuff out there. So
that's good.
Sounds like a ball.
So as soon as you send me the info, I'll post it for you.
Okay. All right. We'll get Mike to get that over to you.
Okay.
All right.
And anything else you want to plug?
No, I don't think so. Just, you know, I do my radio show tomorrow night, the Triple X Porn Star Radio. That's on from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. We're actually going to be at Exotica in Edison, New Jersey in November. So we're going to, the Biker Lube's going to be there, and hopefully the slide will be there. So that'll be fun. And play some games. I'm looking forward to that.
Okay.
Bring a Twister game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We'll bring, I think we're supposed to be bringing four of them, actually. So we line them up, all four, and then play them. So we'll have 20-some people flopping around on the map.
There you go.
Run a marathon for it.
Right.
Are they going to be naked or wearing clothes?
They're going to be probably wearing scantily clad outfits.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And probably ending up with them off.
Well, no, you can't be naked. No.
Oh, because it's going to be in public.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. You have to just cover the, the your,
private,
of course,
right.
Your areolas.
The
and, yeah.
Right.
No, just your areolas. You can, like, your boobs can hang out, but as long as your the areolas aren't showing, then you're good to go. Because I got in trouble in Miami for doing that. I didn't know. They, you know.
Well, no. Normally, rule of thumb is you can. They have that, like, glitter stuff that you can put on it if you don't have the pasties.
Right.
You know, there's like a glitter mix that you can put on there, and it stays. So you don't have to worry about it coming off. It's just a pain in the butt later on to get it off. But, you know, at least it covers, and you're fine. You're not doing anything illegal,
right.
You know, as
right.
they say it. Sorry.
Exactly. Yeah, but it should be fun. Hopefully we'll have some pictures, and we'll put those up on the website and put them all out on Twitter and, you know, maybe YouTube them. That'll be a blast. So
right.
That's in November. So if anybody wants to do that, and don't forget, if you spend the $50 for the next week and just use the promotion code AP, you have to go through my site, thealishapleasure@XXX.com. You get 25% off. So that's good start. I guess it's starting tonight and it'll last a week.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. It's on there right
now.
So.
Will the code
okay.
be on there or... Do we have to remember the code?
You have to remember the code.
Okay.
Which is easy.
If I didn't turn it, because otherwise, if they don't listen to the show,
right. they don't
basically anyone could go on and do that. So.
Okay, wait. Yeah, what's that called?
Yeah,
again?
Alicia, you could put that on your website. That's fine.
Okay.
But I can't put it on mine.
Right.
So, you know,
okay.
It's got to be basically through your setup, you know, that they can put the code in or to remind them, or if they've heard it on your show or this show, as far as for the discount. Because I can't technically put it out there for everybody.
Okay. The code was AP.
What was that code again?
Just AP.
What?
Just for the initials, AP. Yep.
That's
AP.
It. Yep.
Okay. But it's specific. But it does. They have to spend at least $50 to get the 25% off. So.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's a like it's a great product. So.
So
go
it's
on,
getting
check
a Christmas
it out.
Present. No.
Yeah, but you got to look at the shirts too. The shirts are they're pretty cool. They have some good things on it. So. Yeah.
I'm gonna take a look at them.
Okay.
Yeah,
good.
Have, yeah, the shirts and stuff that we have. Some of the slogans are no more burning rubber. Nobody likes a dry ride. No balls deep. We have lube is for pussies. And we have the German rendition, and it's fucking Lubin, F-U-K-E-N-L-U-B-E-N. So, and we also have
like
the college
it.
Shirt. So, yeah, we have some... the women's underwear as far as the thongs or the... hipsters, just to let everybody know, we currently use Victoria's Secret, so that's basically the sizing. So it's
okay.
Not, we don't have any garbage as far as clothing or product.
Right,
a lot of people
not,
put this stuff out
cheap
here.
And it's,
it's not garbage. That's one of the things that I pride myself in is when we came up with this environment as far as even the lube is. The issue is that bikers are unforgiving, and it's a tough crowd. You know, you know, our company is located in York, Pennsylvania, and we're the heart of Harley Davidson. And with that said, you know, I deal with a lot of people with Harley. You know, there's a lot of relationships there, and I know sure as anybody else is listening out here. That, you know, if you have a bad product that, you know, you might as well just cut your throat. And for the most part, that's not what we do. I mean, we have some really premium product. And, you know, one of my kid sayings or, you know, funny sayings is that we have a premium product for a low-life customer, you know. And a lot of the people out of Sturgis were just laughing at that comment. Because, you know, on the weekend, if that's what you're going out there to do and you're out there having fun, it's, you know, you're proud to be a low life. during the week and you're an attorney and a doctor or whatever, then that's a different story.
Right.
But, you know, it's the weekend warrior or the true biker out here as far as the industry itself, it's good. So we have a really premium product and we're proud of that, and we're happy to stand behind it. So,
yeah, happy to be a part of it too.
Okay.
All right.
That sounds great.
Yeah. Well, thank you for having us on. I appreciate that.
No worries.
Well,
absolutely.
Thanks for going in the, you know, letting us know.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much too. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
No worries.
So what are you guys been up to?
Yeah, make sure
staying
I get...
trouble?
Pardon me?
Are you staying out of trouble?
Oh,
he
yeah.
never does.
A little bit or no?
Yes and no.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh, you took a little while to answer that. How do I answer that? Well, you're on the air.
Because I was east over the weekend.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
How, like, what part of the East?
Well, I was
He wasn't as far east as I am or you are. I'm in the middle. You're
no,
in
I was
Pennsylvania.
I was in Sin City.
Sin City. So that's Las Vegas.
Vegas, yeah.
So.
That's not east.
I know.
I'm thinking, like,
we're
east. Like the East Coast.
I mean,
I know. You. You and I are east, Alicia. He's still west.
Yeah, you're still in the west. What were you doing in Vegas? Didn't you have a, was it a, it wasn't a convention, was it?
No, it was Bike Week.
Oh, wow. Well, that's neat. How did
coming.
That go?
Everything was good. They, They were bugging everybody about colors and stuff, and then I spent an evening at the Iron Crossman Clubhouse with Bill, and then went back downtown to Fremont Street, and it was just asshole the belly buttons there. It's just like a big party.
Oh wow, well, that's neat.
Kind of like Vegas, or kind of like a mini Sturgis.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I've never been to both. Never been to either place, unfortunately.
Well, you got to get out more.
I know. That's the truth. Well, I was supposed to go to Florida to do the Night Moves Award. I was supposed to appear there, but I actually had to cancel that because I'm having it's just a minor surgery. I postponed it from today till Thursday, so... hopefully I won't be able to, hopefully I won't be missing too much more starting, you know, after that, but I have to get that out of the way. And then hopefully we'll be on the move again. You know, that's what my plan is. Cause we still have to make it out to California. Haven't forgotten. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
just checking.
Yeah.
Just checking.
Yep. Okay.
That,
appreciate you having them. What's that?
I said that chopper's still sitting where it was.
Okay. Well, yeah, because I have to. We also have to do the calendar because we have to get at least 14 motorcycles, and
right.
We thought we had somebody who had 7, and he turned out where he only had 2.
Yeah.
That's a big difference. So we're still in the market looking for that. Probably in the next couple weeks we'll be shooting that for that calendar. So. But if anybody, you know, over here on the East Coast has any motorcycles that they want to have featured on the calendar, you know, definitely give us a you know, either contact us on Facebook or go to Alicia Pleasure fanclub@gmail.com. Let us know your information if they're available and when they're available to do the bikes. So we don't want it to fall apart, but it just seems like, you know, it's not good timing right now with people. So
because everybody wants to be they want to get paid right now because money's tight.
Right. And unfortunately it's not a paid thing right now. I mean, it might be like on the back end, but for right now it's unfortunately it's not, because you know it could be a good thing, you know, if they would wait till the back end. I don't have a problem with that. But you know, we can't do it right now. So
mm-hmm.
We'll find it, hopefully. And we just won't give up until we do.
Yeah. Well, like it's said, make, you know, anything you're going to do, anywhere you're going, send me the flyers and I'll help you out with them.
Okay, I appreciate that. And same here, you know, definitely promote your show on ours. And, you know, we have Joe that is turning into like a every night phone in for all, you know, for XXX Porn Star Radio. So get him to definitely promote your show also, because he's always on Twitter promoting everything. And did you ever get that DVD?
I'm sorry?
Did you ever get that DVD from Evan Stone?
No, not yet.
Oh my God, that's terrible. Okay, I'll try and reach out and send him an email, a text message to not forget to send it to you, because that was a few months ago. Or that was about a month ago. Okay. All right. Well, I'll work on that.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for having me on.
You're welcome.
Well, thanks for coming. And thanks for letting us know about the product and everything.
Yeah, definitely. Biker's lube. And,
biker's lube.
Yeah. Or biker lube. I don't know why I pluralize bikers for some reason. But it's biker lube. Yeah. So
many people will use it, I'm sure.
Yeah. Like I said, you know, we did the experiment today, so I was very impressed by it.
Right.
Like I said, my hands.
Yeah, because you know how some of them it's tacky. You know what I mean? after going, it's just tacky and it's annoying. It's like, ew.
Yeah. Then you're all sticky and, you know, yeah.
It's like you got to hurry up and wash.
Yeah. Exactly. So this stuff is good. So definitely check it out.
Okay.
Certainly will.
All right.
Now that I have the code.
Well, yeah, there you go. AP, don't forget.
Right. A as in Apple, K as in Paul. Got it.
There you go. Yep. All right. Well, you guys have a good night, and I'll
talk
to you soon.
Bye.
You too.
All right. Bye.
Thank you.
And thank you, Dave.
Right.
Or Dave, I'm sorry. Oh, I just felt like an idiot.
Yeah. Well, no, you know, everybody's saying, thought this was a biker ride show. It is. And,
it is. Who's complaining? I can't see. Okay.
It is. And sometimes when people say they're going to be here and then something happens where it's their bread and butter and I have to do something else to get things going for a time constraint, I do that. That's why I don't have any sponsors. That's why we're not on regular radio anymore, because we were tired of being told what to do. If you have something you want to talk about, you guys know the number. It's 347-826-7753. Now, the last couple of weeks, we've been having some issues with law enforcement. And I'm doing what I can do to keep them at bay. But sometimes I can't. And they basically destroyed my hard drive on my other computer. It's being reworked now to get everything off it, if I can get it off. And that's the second time they did that. So, like I said, if anybody, Fran, if you want to call in, Bobby, if you want to call in, Mark, you want to call in, the guest you want to call in, the number is 347-826-7753. You can talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Well, I thought it was very cool. You know, I've never heard of any product coming out like that. You know,
no,
it was nice that they came and shared it. And, you know, because both you and I have been on her show as well. So, you know, it's good to promote both shows back and forth. It brings different things into your show, which is understandable. You know, but it's one hand washing the other, you know. It's putting you out there more. You know, if you're not out there enough as it is, you know, always running thin with your schedule, you know, but like I said, it's nice, you know, when we have gone, you know, and been on her show and, you know, it's the least that anybody can do, you know.
No, and anybody wants to talk, they can, all they got to do is call in.
Right.
It's,
there's nothing wrong about talking about sex or, you know, but everybody has different views with it, you know.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
Exactly.
That's their opinions, you know, and it's fine.
And everybody's, I don't take
but
anything
some of
away.
Those...
Hold on
Go
one
ahead.
Second. Hello, 415.
Phil?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Mark from Long Beach.
Hello, man.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm okay.
Let me get...
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was going to tell Fran I'll unmute her in a minute, but let me go ahead and unmute her, and then and say what you want to say. Hello, Fran.
Okay. Hey, good evening, everyone.
Hi, Fran. How are you?
Hey, another day above ground, but I'll tell you what, it's getting tougher out there.
Yeah, I know.
Generally the rule is this. Someone out there screws up and cuts you off once, the general rule is they're going to do it a second time.
Right. But hold on to that thought, friend. Mark was ahead of you. Go ahead, Mark.
Oh, okay. So sorry I missed out this weekend, Philly. I guess you have to tell me all about it later on.
No worries.
So,
I was going to save that. Bill wanted to talk about it Thursday.
Oh, great.
Burning.
Fantastic. Good.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. So as you know, I had to work all weekend. And but Sunday morning, Sue and I had a few hours before I had to be here at work. And
right.
We rode up to Redondo Beach, which you know you're familiar with. Decided to go to the pier area there to have breakfast. And
where?
We were leaving Redondo Beach.
Oh, okay. I know what's coming.
Redondo Beach is just south of Venice Beach. And so it's north of Long Beach where I'm at, and just south of Venice. Anyway, when we were leaving the pier area, we're taking one of the main streets to the freeway, and there's a police officer to our right, two lanes, right? We got, actually, two lanes each direction. And approaching a stop sign, and a police officer there on our right, and we're a couple cars back, so he should have stopped at the stop sign and went on through two vehicles before us. We're on the on his left side, and instead he stopped and waited for us to reach the stop sign next to him, and so we're on his left, he's on our right, and he yells out, "Hey." And I thought for a split second, I thought, oh, he's going to say something about my helmet. I had on that beanie helmet that I wear. I had on one of Bobby's stickers on it. It says motorcycle clubs, they're not street gangs. And I thought, hey, this guy's going to say something about my helmet. But he said, hey, did you see those signs back there? I go, no, what signs? He says, about motorcycle exhaust. And I go, no, what's it say? And he says, there's no modified exhaust. And I go, all I did was respond, no, it's not modified. Oh, well, I'm just letting you know. And then he went on through the stop sign and rode on, drove on off ahead of us. But I never had that happen before, and I didn't see any sign, obviously. Didn't know such a sign would exist. And,
oh, yeah, they had that shit all over the place up there.
Oh, yeah, I never even paid attention, obviously. I just looked
for you obviously got one of them guys who was late for his coffee and donuts.
I guess so. Yeah, he looked like he's a regular at the donut shop. But, you know, I looked online to see if I could find any information on that, on those signs, and the only thing I found was something on YouTube that showed the area of Redondo Beach with a flashing sign, like maybe one of those signs you would encounter that lets you know your exact speed that you're going or that's about what your speed is. And, it said something about what I YouTube a sign was flashing motorcycle exhaust laws enforced. And I don't know if that's the kind of sign he was referring to or if there's actually a hard metal sign that's posted around that area of Redondo Beach. But I didn't have time to go look. I had to get to work. But I'm going to ride back there and see what those signs look like and get a couple of pictures. But they exist. You say they exist?
Yeah, well, they just did. They just did... I posted them the other day before I left, but they just did four motorcycle checkpoints up there.
Yeah. Wow. So, yeah, I know I've seen something about a checkpoint taking place back there. But my first impression was when he said this, there was a permanent sign posted in that area. You know, I wasn't in a neighborhood or anything like that. This was a main street that I was on that we were traveling on back directly to the freeway, you know, so I thought it was kind of odd, but I was wondering if anybody
because they put
about those signs.
They put signs all over the place so they can, when they pull you over, that's their probable cause, because they say, well, you, like he said to you, didn't you see the sign?
Yeah, didn't you see the sign? What sign? I didn't know what sign he's talking about, and he said, his exact words were, no modified exhaust. The ones back there about no modified exhaust. That's what he said. I don't know if that's what the wording is on the sign, but those were his exact words. I made sure to make note of that away.
Yeah, well, your bike's not that loud anyway.
Yeah. I didn't think so. I didn't even think that, you know, when he hollered towards us, I never imagined that it was going to be about my exhaust. I thought, my instant thought was, it's going to be about my helmet. He's going to make a comment, you know, a jackass comment about my helmet. But, no, it was about the exhaust. So, had I received some sort of citation, what would have been my next step?
Well, if he gave you a ticket, you'd have a court date and You'd be calling me for Ashby's phone number.
Yeah, I'm sure I'd be calling you for advice.
Or they would give you a fix-it ticket, and you'd have to change your exhaust, go down there, and bet you changed it.
That would have been
worse.
Well,
Mark, has Mark had his exhaust checked? You know, like how Frank could do yours if you need, Phil?
No, I haven't. I'd really like to have it checked just to see what it comes in at, so I could have something that shows that, hey, this is where it's at, you know,
right,
and this is within whatever the legal limits are.
Well, I don't know, like, where you're located at in California, because I don't know the setup of your state, okay?
Uh-huh.
But, Phil, is he anywhere near, like, Ken, or, I'm sorry, Phil's shop? Or, like, is he near Fran? Because I know Fran can do that, too. Right, Fran? Everybody's
sorry,
gone.
Sorry,
it's okay.
Answer.
Yes,
I can do that. But the problem is I have to locate, I know where my bar is. I have to locate the meter.
Okay.
And I also have to check my certification. I have to get a hold of Chris that's up there on the other side of L.A. to make sure that my certification is up to date as well.
Okay.
Because you have to get recertified in that periodically.
Right.
Oh, really?
I didn't know how that went.
Chris is also the person who trains the officers to do the same thing. They're being trained to be able to identify how loud a decibel is. And what is...
Well, you know, that's funny, Fran, because half them assholes ride fucking bikes with louder shit than I have.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, that sounds very subjective.
Well, they get away with that because who they are.
Well, the chief... No, I'll tell you what. I was rolling down 15 going into Vegas. And I passed a bunch of fucking clowns called the Flatfoots. And they were doing 65 miles an hour and wouldn't get out of the way. So I went right up the middle, scared the shit out of every one of them. And then when I stopped for gas in Baker, they pulled in behind us. And they were ironing me real hard. And I was standing, my hammer's now on the right side or left side of my bike. And I was standing there putting gas in my bike, and they were eyeballing me real hard. And I just put everything down. I hung it up, and I walked over, and I said, is there a problem? And you could hear a fucking, you could hear nothing. Nobody said a word.
Wow.
Either they thought I was crazy because there was like 20 of them with their old ladies, or they just thought, you know, it's not worth it.
See, that's so crazy because you guys have that in your state, and it's not here yet. Not saying that it won't ever happen, but, you know, I mean, you should hear some of the pipes here. Holy cow. And, you know, they go past cops. Nobody bothers them, you know.
Yeah, that's the problem. They think they're above the law. You know, and then in the hotel I stayed in, allow colors in, but they allowed those guys in. And then Bernie had his colors on, and he got thrown. They asked him to leave the Flamingo.
Really?
Oh wow!
Oh,
what a shame.
And then when Bill and I were standing on one corner, and two cops stood behind us the whole time for like 3.5 hours, because Bill and I were just, it was like we were just holding court. We were talking to this club, that handshakes, hugs, kisses, the whole nine yards.
Wow.
And it just stopped because they were wondering who these two guys are. And then I really pissed them off when the guy came out because everybody was congregating on that one corner. And then when the security guy came out and put the sign up that says no color policy, I walked over and I had him take a picture of me flipping them off and the guy who put the fucking sign out there. But yeah, they're fucking crazy over there. It was all selective enforcement. Somebody's going somewhere. Who opened the coffin?
No. I have to let the dog in.
So anyway, I wanted to share that with you. That's the first time I've been, I don't know if that would qualify as harassment, but, you know, I've never been pulled over on my bike, and I've never, I haven't been
harassed.
They
just wanted to look at your old lady, that's all.
Yeah, maybe so. Yeah, she had on one of her red and white SFV shirts. Maybe that was it.
Well, that was showing colors, of course.
Yeah. I think that was I think that's when it was an opportunity to rap. You know, if we may have been wearing dressed a different way on the bike, maybe there would we wouldn't have been. He wouldn't have made any comment. But it was an opportunity for him to do so, I guess. So
it's hard to say that I can openly tell you. You know, it's their job not to sit there and tell you the truth.
No, they never do that.
Exactly.
Well, they're never going to tell you voluntarily.
Right.
And primarily because they want to see, because their first question is, do you know why I pulled you over? They want to see what your response is going to be.
Right. Then they go to
the next level. Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, that's when they go to the next level. They want and say, well, that's where they said, well, didn't you see that sign? It's like, well, no, officer, doing the speed limit, that sign is a little small to read. Can you tell me what size print that sign is that I'm supposed to read at 45 miles an hour, which is the posted speed limit? So, and I'm almost wondering if that sign is even legal. And this is the reason I have to ask if it's actually legal, is because, number one, it has to the township has to be over a certain population size in order to change the law. You can make the law harder, or harder is not the right word, but you can make the penalties and change the law more severe than the law for the rest of the state. You cannot make a law weaker than what is on the state books. That's how over on Otago Highway, there's
right.
that township where all the fines are double. So if a speeding ticket were $400, going through that town before Otago Highway, so that ticket would be $800. The only reason they can get away with that is because their township meets the criteria of the number of population that does that. And their sign is there. I've not seen it, but it's there. And it supposedly is readable at such speed. Now, I don't know legally what the speed is for the size print, but, I mean, that's something that we probably have to actually look into. I mean, that's
right.
A legal document can't be less than a 12 pike, a size print. Because if it's smaller than that, then it's not legal. So that's another interesting thing. When it came to Long Beach, there was one section where bikes couldn't park because they said we had loud pipes. And when John and I were trying to fight that, we tried to get AMA on it. We tried to get a bait saying, you know, come in on this. We have got to stop this before it grows. And for 10 years, everybody said, well, that's not in our backyard. Well, what are you going to do? Wait until it is in your backyard? Well, if it's already in your backyard, guess what? It's too fucking late. It's like the helmet law. Oh, well, no, it's only going to be this. And okay, well, guess what? How many years you've been fighting to try and get rid of it? Now, with Floyd, he tried, before he died, he tried to impose the same helmet law on horseback riders. And when John got wind of that, what he did is he got a hold of different horseback riding clubs out in wherever here in San Diego. And when they did the investigation, it was really interesting how quickly that got taken out of the proposed law. That it became, instead of mandatory, a suggestion. Okay? Once it's in law, it's very difficult to remove it. So those are things that, again, when people are talking about, well, you know what, let's first find out what it is that we're talking about, what is already in place, and then we start hacking at it piece by piece, and then remove it.
Okay.
You know, if you try to remove a whole thing, you're asking for a miracle. But if you start nickel and diming it, such as, again, I don't care what group you're from, but nickel and dime it. Okay, so anyone who's not been through a rider's course? Okay. But see, what that does is that allows anyone who has, and over a certain age, make their own decision. Once that's in place, then you can go for the second removal or half removal. To try and remove all or nothing, well, obviously that is not working. All or nothing is just not working. Now, I'm sorry that I missed the meeting, the safety meeting, up in Sacramento this past year.
Yeah.
But I would have loved to have, if I said, attended that one. Because when I blew up on them the year before, saying, you know what, there is no laws that they can change for bikers that can help us until they get the car drivers under control. Well,
right.
They actually, apparently, because I haven't seen it in print yet, apparently they went out and did a survey. And the survey turned out a whole lot worse than the picture that I painted. Such as people would be really happy to open their fucking door on us, even if that meant that we got hurt or killed because they opened their door.
Right.
And that's getting to the point where it's us against them. And you never want that type of situation to arise because it's a no-win-win situation. Nobody's going to win on this. So, once again, now we have to turn it around and get people to understand that your anger, your animosity, you being stuck in traffic is not our fault. They've got a choice. Get out of the car and join the rest of us.
Right.
But that's not something, I mean, as far as our city fathers are going, they're trying to get us off bike. I've been preaching that for over 15 years. And people keep saying to me, oh, no, it's just this law and that law. You know what? Get a grip. They want motorcycle riders off the road. Period. Actually, they want them out of the desert, too. And that's the only family event that people still partake in. So, I mean, there's another whole issue there. There's very few things that families actually do as a family. Going out to the desert with their toys is
right.
One of the strongest family events that people still partake in. And they spend the whole weekend out there. It's just them, their friends, there's other people and families and bikes, and they all go out there and have a good time, well, relatively safe time, because as everybody else knows, biking is not always the safest venue. But, you know what? I'd rather ride a bike and take my chances than at that point shrivel up and die, which is probably what would happen to me if I had to drive a car all the time. I ride a bike like you about 90% of the time. And I honestly can't imagine myself in a car other than to use it to go do laundry or food shopping. But even the food shopping I do off a bike too.
Right.
Well, when people start saying this and that, before they start pushing this and that, let's find out what it is that is actually in place. And then find out what it is that they did. Is that legal to impose that? Because
right.
if you're passing that kind of law on motorcycles, is it legal to actually separate a vehicle from other vehicles that are paying taxes?
Well,
now,
it's like, where's all the money going?
Well, I don't know. It's not in my pocket, that's for damn sure. But if you go to, what is that? If you go to that 17 mile that's up by wherever that is, up
by the hideout.
No.
Over by the hideout.
There's the one that's all the way up going towards Sacramento. There's that private 17 miles. The reason you're able to get away with that is there are no state or federal funds that pay for their road. If state or federal funds pay for any part of that road, then they cannot discriminate against someone and their bike from going in.
You're talking about 17-mile drive near Monterey?
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
The reason they're able to get away with that is primarily because we investigated it, is because there are no state or federal funds that pay for that road. And that's how they can keep motorcycles out of there. Now, the condos, that issue there should be actually at this point no condos that actually can bar a motorcyclist from going into or having friends come to them with a motorcycle. Because unless their road is strictly paved and maintained by the organization, then at that point, they technically cannot bar vehicles from going in. So once again, it requires some background, finding out, checking, and all this to find out what the legalities are. And there's enough people getting a lawsuit, getting a lawyer who's willing to spend some time, and it's going to take time, and people to stand behind it, willing to push the venue of being there with their bike and saying, you know what, we have rights too. I pay my taxes, you pay your taxes. You register your car, my bike is registered. So therefore, that should not be allowed. Sorry about the rant. Done there again, you know. Anyway,
that's the thing. Everybody just sits on the sideline and nobody says nothing or wants to get involved. But when people do, you know.
Only until people step up to the plate. Go and right now find out who the politicians are that are on our side. Go and help them. Put out the signs. Go and do whatever it takes to get these people in. This is the year to do it. There's so much unrest, so much unhappiness with the politicians that with the right push, you should be able to get them in. When we had Denise DeChaney in, she won by, I think, something like 10 votes. And the reason that there was so close numbers is she really was a dark horse. However, because the bikers stood behind her, because they made those phone calls, because they went out there and handed out those pamphlets and did the legwork, and this takes a lot of legwork. And, yes, we're doing it free, but it's free in one sense, but do you want a politician in there that's going to listen to us? And there was one politician that said, well, if you're on the freeway, you should wear a helmet. But city streets, you shouldn't, you know, you should have a choice. And boy, is that ass backwards.
Yeah.
Because the city streets are more dangerous than the freeway. And he couldn't
that
understand
true.
That. He couldn't understand that logic.
Well, no.
You have to look at the big picture. And they're not doing that. But there are a number of people out there that are really, really hostile. And it's getting tougher to ride. Like I said, there are certain rules. Someone cuts you off once, expect them to do it a second time.
Oh, of course.
If you manage to get in front of them, watch your ass because they're going to probably take you out from the back end.
Yeah, we had a guy do that to a friend of ours. And turned into a clusterfuck.
Okay. I had to lock up my brakes on the freeway. I did a mild dance.
Uh-huh.
That's okay. I'm getting new tires and new brakes and just a tune-up, so to speak.
Yeah. That's good.
Which also comes down to another issue. Anyone out there that's riding a bike, we're coming into the wet season. If you have not looked at your tires, if you have not checked your brakes to see if they're starting to rub on the plate or what have you, maybe this is a good time to do that. So that if you ride in the rain, like some of us, it is nicer to have real tread on your bike than slip sliding away and kissing the other cars around you, playing bumper pool. And besides that, you're supposed to ride your tires at least 100 to 200 miles to break them in gently before you hard knob those tires.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You mean I've been doing it wrong all these years?
You've been doing it wrong, honey. You're supposed to do that. And most of us do, kind of, within reason.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, you're supposed to actually break in bike tires for at least 100 to 200 miles, no more than 55 miles an hour, just to get them even, warm up, and so that they're happy tires.
Right.
So what else is going on out there?
Not much. I got Eunice. Are you there?
I'm here.
How are you?
Tired. I made my long trip this weekend, remember?
Yeah, how was it?
It wasn't too bad. Took a long time, though, because we ran into construction and we ran into rain and... Then I had a woman that decided that at 7 o'clock she was going to stay in bed, but she was too tired to get out of bed. And I says, well, I'm going downstairs, and if you're not there by 10 past 7, then you're going to have to find a way to go because I'm on the road. Well, she came down real fast, and I would have left her there. But it was okay, kind of tired.
Uh-huh.
Got in about 5:45 last night because we really ran into a lot of rains in Georgia and then in Florida. And it's like, you know, the sky just opens up buckets and buckets of rain. And believe it or not, Phil, on my new car, one of the windshield, the rubber in the windshield,
uh-huh.
Wipers disintegrated on me. Can you imagine that? Disintegrated on me.
Wow.
I was, and we couldn't go nowhere.
Uh-huh.
But I was very lucky that, you know, I just stopped some guy that drove up in a tow truck, and I says, I got to get some wipers here. Where can I get them, you know? And Mary, that's her name, she says, you just talk to anybody, don't you? I said, yeah, when I'm looking for something, I do, yeah, you know. But it was okay.
Uh-huh.
And I went to work this morning, you know.
You went to work? What are you doing?
Well, I work for the real estate down here in Florida.
Uh-huh.
So they called me. You here? Yeah. Well, come on, get into the office. We got some people, so... I did 2 sales today.
Uh-huh.
So that made up for a few dollars.
Right.
But it's muggy down here. Oh, my God. It's muggy.
Really?
And it's raining, and they predict rain for the next 10 days.
Wow.
But you want to know something?
Sure.
I love it down here. I don't care if it rains or not, you know.
Uh-huh.
But, it was okay. We get on the road about 20 past 6 Saturday morning.
Uh-huh.
And Miss Pissy, I call her Miss Pissy.
Mm-hmm.
I hope she's not listening. She says, I have to drink 8 bottles of water a day. That's my diet.
Right.
So now you know, drinking 8 bottles of water on the road, we were stopping every... hour and a half. So I says to myself, big mistake, but hey, we all learn, don't we?
Yeah.
So, but I'm happy to be down here. You know, this is really my home base, and I just love it down here. And I have that freedom for a while. So, which is a good feeling, I can breathe.
Yeah.
Don't ever get married. Really. So, but it's okay. The car drove. It really drove real nice, Bill. You know, it really did.
Okay.
So we had, you know.
A real quick New York thing to do. If
what?
Someone in the car should happen to still be drinking, then where the windshield wiper is, it's not working really well, is you take the tobacco and you sprinkle it over the windshield wipers. And what that will do is that will create enough friction and absorb water as it sweeps.
Yeah, the rubber on it just totally disintegrated. I've never seen anything like it in my life. Even the poor guys that were putting the new ones on, he couldn't believe it. He said, I've never seen this. You know, so I have never seen this. It just shredded, you know, the rubber patches.
That's that once a year thing of changing wipers, belts. Belts every other year, you change belts.
This is a brand new car.
Oh, brand new car.
Brand new car. Yeah, you know, they just said.
You've
never seen anything like that, you know. But as long as, you know, we arrived here safe, and that was the most important thing, you know.
That's the main thing.
Yeah, and they got some crazy drivers out there, Phil. Oh, my God.
About it. I scared the shit out of about 20 cops this weekend when I rode between them.
Yeah, I was listening to you. I heard. I heard you, you know. I heard you. But they had, you know, we got through Virginia, no problem. I think I seen 2 cops, state troopers.
Yeah.
North Carolina, South Carolina, seen a couple. As soon as you hit Georgia, honest to God, there was 4 in a row.
Yeah.
You know, hiding behind bushes. And
oh,
they
yeah,
were taken off one after another, you know.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
So, well, we're down to the last minute. I want to thank all you guys, and don't forget to call in Thursday. And Bobby, if you want to call in Thursday early, it's we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. If you got a few things by then, I should have some news for you too. But I'm gonna let Everlast take us out here with what it's like. And I'll talk to all you guys Thursday.
Hey, so you should get those things this coming week, okay?
Okay.
All right. Take care. Good night, Stacy. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Night. Night.